One of the most exciting stories in Scripture takes place in Judges chapter 4. The Israelites are at war with Jabin, the king of Canaan. And one of God's fighting men, Barak, is chasing down the commander of Jabin's army, Sisera. Sisera runs to a location and to a tent that he thinks is a safe refuge, and he asks the lady there, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I'm thirsty." So the lady gave him some warm milk and a blanket and a place inside the tent to take a nap. But while he was napping, the woman, Jael, took a tent peg and drove it through Sisera's temple, killing God's enemy on the spot. And in verse 23 of chapter 4, the text reads, "So on that day, God subdued Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the people of Israel." In another war story, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, is at his wit's end on what to do against the armies of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who have come to invade the land of Judah. And Jehoshaphat prays, "We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you, God." And then he receives a word from the prophet Jehaziel, who tells Jehoshaphat, "You will not need to fight this battle. Only stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord." And when it came time to fight, Jehoshaphat sent out the praise team, and they began to sing praises to God, and the enemy was subdued. You know, the Bible is full of stories like these where the people look back on an event and they say, "That had to be God." Sometimes the stories and the narrators themselves provide the commentary we need to see that God was the one responsible for what took place. But then there are other times where the narrator is silent in that regard, letting the story itself provide us with clues. So consider the book of Esther, where God is never mentioned. Are we to think that that story has nothing to do with God at all? Well, of course not. Well, we have one such occasion in our text for study starting next Tuesday. God is only mentioned in passing by a pagan king. Otherwise, he is nowhere to be found in the text, but his fingerprints are all over the story. And we can identify with that, can't we? Each follower of Christ can look back over his or her life and see God working behind the scenes at different points and seasons to teach, to instruct, to protect, to remind, or to warn. And we're going to get to see that play out next week. But today, as you pray, please remember Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Ngoni LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.